time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. I read an article recently by Henry Juskowitz, who is president and CEO of Gibson Guitar Company. They operate mainly out of the state of Tennessee, where they have their guitar factories. What occurred last year was without warning. 30 federal agents with guns and bulletproof vests stormed those factories. They shut down production, sent workers home, seized boxes of raw materials, and nearly 100 guitars, and ultimately cost Gibson Guitar Company $2 to $3 million by losing products and lost productivity. The president says why? Because they imported wood from India to make guitars in America. Gibson Guitars has created more than 580 jobs in the last 2 years, but the federal government wants to curtail that employment record. According to this article, that August raid was made under the Lacey Act, which was originally enacted as a means to curb the poaching of endangered species. The law bans wildlife and plants from being imported if, according to the interpretation of the federal bureaucrats, that importation violates a law. The fingerboards of the Gibson guitars are made with wood that is imported from India. The wood that was seized last year, however, was from a Forest Stewardship Council certified supplier, meaning the wood complies with the law, as it was harvested legally and in compliance with traditional and civil rights, among other protections. Authorities from India have provided sworn statements approving the shipment, and the U.S. Customs allowed the shipment to pass through America's borders to the guitar factories. However, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service decided that their interpretation was more appropriate, saying that the fingerboards weren't finished in India and therefore they were an illegal export. This is like forcing Gibson Guitar to outsource the jobs of finishing the work on those fingerboards instead of furnishing jobs in Tennessee. This is an overreach of government authority and indicative of the kinds of burdens the federal government routinely imposes on growing businesses. As Mr. Juskowitz says in this article, that policy that they make must stop criminalizing capitalism. This begins by stopping the practice of creating new criminal offenses or wielding obscure foreign laws as a method of regulating business. I leave you with a point to ponder. Don't you think that where the government has spent millions of taxpayers' dollars on the Gibson factory raids investigating an India law that India says they didn't break is an overreach of government authority and an abuse of taxpayers' dollars? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.